Hi, I'm DJ Polka Dot, and you're listening to the Greater Pittsburgh Women's Center and Shelter Community Sourced Mixtape Project podcast. That's a mouthful. On this podcast, we showcase music made by teens and tweens at a recording studio at the Women's Center and Shelter, where we teach creative writing and music production workshops for teens and tweens.
And I'm DJ Thermos. I help with the beat making and recording here at the studio here. And yeah, I'm going to introduce our first song, MVP, by DJ Strawberry, DJ Gamer, DJ Peanut, and DJ Boss Life. This song is about, you know, being the most valuable player in whatever you choose to do, be it cheerleading or video gaming or soccer or basketball. Yeah. DJ Polka Dot, what do you think of this song?
This was just a really fun track to record. All of the participants were really into it. They loved working together to create the hook, and it was just a really, really fun process, and I think that the final track definitely reflects that.
My DJ name is Boss Life. I chose that name because I'm a boss. The name of my song is MVP. It means that I'm a really good player in all the sports that I play. I try to think of all the times that I would have been the best player in the game or the best player playing any sport. I started rapping when I was like 12. The person who inspired me to rap is Kendrick Lamar. I like Kendrick Lamar because his raps are unique and different.
What?
Shut up!
$1 million shot, my car surface be hot. Killing all the teams, even though I'm on the top. I smell you out your shoes, I'll make you feel a move. I'll fake you and shake you, man, you know it's true.
I got game, I'll make you feel ashamed. Controller in my hand, man, you better know my name. Make you rage quit and duh the two. Mortal Kombat, I'll smoke on you.
Blocking all these balls, I'll crush you, make you fall. I'll make you say no when I'm walking down the hall. Lacing in my cleats, balling to these beats. When I'm on the field, man, you know I bring the heat.
That was MVP, and coming up next, we have a song called Tinker Baby by DJ Strawberry. She wrote this one about her niece, and it's a really sweet song, but you're going to hear about it from herself right now. You're going to hear a quick little interview, and then we'll go into the song. All right, check it out.
My DJ name is DJ Strawberry, because it's my favorite fruit. The name of my song is Tinker Baby. That song means that when my niece was first born and how much I love her. The new things that I learned was that poetry and rap are the same thing.
DJ Strawberry, too sweet.
The first day of Tinker Baby, launch it grab fast. Felt this in my real, we started wanna make it last. Wanna make it last, wanna make it last. Felt this in my real, we started wanna make it last. Sleeping like an angel, she had no tears. Had a face rolled like she had no fears. She's as small as a button, as cute as one too. She makes the sunshine, turns gray skies blue. First day of Tinker Baby, launch it grab fast. Feathers on my ring, we started wanna make it last. Wanna make it last, wanna make it last. Feathers on my ring, we started wanna make it last. Think your baby grew older, now we hear her cries. Had to face the real world, what a surprise. She's getting real smart and she's tough as nails. Only when she goes to sleep, we hear her wails. The first day of Tinker Baby, why don't you go up fast? Feathers in my rope started, wanna make it last. Wanna make it last, wanna make it last. Feathers in my rope started, wanna make it last.
So next up, we have Your Fancy, which was co-produced by DJ LOL and her mom. They worked together to write the lyrics, they recorded it together, and DJ LOL's brother actually was the one who made the beats. So this track is really a family affair. It's awesome. It's all about the love between a mom and a daughter, having fun together, and it's a really fun track. Hope you enjoy. Check it out.
Yeah, I just also wanted to say this is the one track where we have one of the moms recorded, which I think is really cool. Although our workshops focus on the teens and tweens, we are at a women's shelter and intimate partner violence shelter. And most of the moms, you know, are just happy to see the teens and tweens working. But I thought it was really cool that DJ LOL's mom wanted to step up and get involved. So check it out.
Yo, Fancy, I doubt that you are. Yo, Jazzy, I doubt that you are. Yo, Fancy.
That was Your Fancy by DJ LOL, assisted by her mom, produced by her brother. And coming up next, we've got My Unrestricted Image by DJ Gravity, although I must say that's a name that we gave DJ Gravity. Yeah, I think it's one of like the most lyrical, lyrically dense and sort of lyrically deep tracks that we recorded so far, although it's pretty short, so you know, listen closely. Also want to let you know that all the beats you're hearing in the background are also beats that we made here with the teens and tweens. So yeah, it's 100% kid produced, I guess teen produced content.
Sometimes I spit my flow, ran around from different places like the restricted goal. It's a four-way street, so tell me which way to go. Pick a way to success and on my knees and not hit the flow. One day I'ma really turn big, take care of others, man, and say where are my own kids. I live my dream, floating the boat, but I was stalking the stream. Like a new cover photo, yeah, I just ain't seen. You tell me who I really am, but I don't know who that mean. My mama tell me that shit dummy, so let's keep it a bean. You will never catch me on the news making a stream. But if you disrespect the family, then I'ma have to make a scream. Respect my people along with their name. Respect my people along with their name. Respect my people along with their name. Respect my people along with their name.
So you just heard My Unrestricted Image by DJ Gravity. And I think something that's really awesome to share about DJ Gravity's involvement in this project is that he came in as a really confident lyricist, was really excited about the poetry writing part of the process, was a little bit more hesitant to do the beat making and the recording. But ultimately, once he learned the skills and got into it, he did a great job and became more confident. And I think that that kind of speaks to a lot of the experiences of our participants. They come in really excited about one part of the process, more confident in either, you know, the beat making and the music or the creative writing. But ultimately, as they're given the opportunity to learn the new skills, get, you know, like one-on-one attention, building the skills, they come out of it really confident and excited about all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree that, like, it's really funny to see how some of the youth will come in here and be really resistant, especially to writing, but to beat making too. They'll say like, oh, I don't wanna try it. They might be intimidated. They might just be like, oh, we write in school. And then we just have to say like, okay, but you know, this is a little bit different. Why don't you try hitting this key or making some noises? Why don't you, you know, see what kind of songs we're writing, and they'll get really into it as soon as we, you know, just start to get them moving. And then when we have to go, a lot of them will like, one more time, they won't want to leave. So, you know, this next song we have coming up called Move to the Beat is sort of just about that. It's about loving music and being inspired by music.
That was Move to the Beat by DJ Dancer. And another thing that I just want to throw in about that song is that DJ Dancer actually wrote some additional lyrics, kind of like a supplemental poem called Sometimes, which she unfortunately didn't have time to record. But the lyrics to that song, or to that poem rather, are up on the blog for our project, which you can find at wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. That's wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. And we have a lot of these recordings up there posted like as individual songs and raps. And then we also will be posting all of our podcasts on the site as well. So it's a really great way to keep up to date on what we're doing here at the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh.
Yes. Coming up next, we have the creepy section of our show. We've got My Nightmare, recorded by DJ Freddy and DJ Krueger. Again, we made those DJ names up for them. That was my cheesy joke. But this may be one of, you know, I've said this probably about every track, but this one is so weird and wonderful that it's absolutely a favorite. So check it out.
I was walking one day to a haunted house. I heard a step. I thought it was a mouse. Suddenly, I heard the skeletons rattle. Then I heard
the goblins creeping. Yeah. I heard Will and Chance. I was on a boat at night in the rain. I was all alone. I saw Freddy Krueger creeping and sneaking and peeking and peeking. Boat started leaking. I ran away quickly. I felt really sick. Then I realized they were all plastic.
That was My Nightmare. Ooh, spooky. By DJ Freddy and DJ Krueger. Next, we're going to get into Beans and Rice.
Personal favorite of mine. One of my favorites. So it was actually one of the first things we recorded here at the shelter, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and before we get into that track, we're going to hear a little bit from child advocate here at the shelter, Chris McEnany, talk about his experience working with the mixtape project and what it brings to the youths.
We are a full-service domestic violence agency here in Greater Pittsburgh, serving women and their children who have experienced violence in their lives. At the Children's Center, we are primarily working with the kids and the moms to make the transition from their home to their temporary home here and to their permanent home after they leave as easy as possible. Working to ensure that their education continues uninterrupted and that they're meeting, that they're connected to all the services that they might need to deal with some of the trauma and violence that they've experienced in their lives. The kids are often dropping in, wanting to access the studio and the program. The GarageBand program that we're primarily using also affords the kids the opportunity to take piano, guitar lessons, which they're very interested in as well, in the privacy of our recording studio where they are free to make mistakes and learn without necessarily an instructor watching over them. They have a lot of freedom to experiment, make mistakes, learn, and get better. In addition, when they're not doing any of the lessons, they have a lot of fun just playing around on beat creation, music creation, and then putting together some of the poetry that they've composed over those beats, and ultimately then combining those and sharing it with everyone here. It's been a wonderful experience, and we've had a lot of fun. We've had opportunities to host musicians throughout the year, and the kids who have participated in the program are then really excited to share the work that they have created independently. For instance, we hosted Josh and Gab. They're an anti-bullying prevention musical group, and the kids were then able to share their work that they did independently in the music studio as a part of the community mixtape project, and got to perform live in front of moms, children, and some of the single women here without any children, as far as it, for an entertainment purpose. That was back in the summer. There was dance parties breaking out. There was laughing. There was fun. It was just a wonderful evening.
And just to clarify, that song that Chris is talking about, that the tweens and teens and other folks at the shelter were performing with Josh and Gab, is actually Beans and Rice, the track you're about to hear.
Yeah, this song apparently became like a mini shelter hit. Folks were walking around here rapping it to themselves in the halls. And as you will hear, it's my voice on the lead. The youth in our program came up with the lyrics, but were too shy to record the lead vocal. But you will hear them on the backing track. So yeah, here it is, Beans and Rice. Check. This shelter is so nice. We eat beans and rice.
Yeah.
And it's cool as ice.
cook it up with some spice. I like to ride my bike.
Yeah.
My friend wants to take a hike.
Yeah.
I have the coolest life. I ate your pizza slice.
Yes, that was Beans and Rice. It's pretty short, but sweet.
And we want to thank you all so much for listening to our first WCS Community Sourced Mixtape podcast. There were so many awesome people that contributed to this project. All of the tweens and teens at the shelter are really the folks that made this happen. All of their creativity and, you know, willingness to try something new and ultimately get really into it. We'd also like to thank all of the folks who work here at the shelter, without whom none of this would have been possible.
Absolutely. We'd also like to thank the Sprout Fund for their generous support of this project. And, you know, as Jess already basically said, but all of the teens and tweens are really the ones who we should thank most. You can find out more information about this project at our website. Maybe you got this podcast from our website, so you already know about it. But that's wcsmixtape.tumblr.com. Again, wcsmixtape.tumblr.com.
And on that blog, you're going to find a lot of information about, you know, upcoming podcasts, individual track releases, and ways that you can support our youth artists, get involved in similar programs, etc. So tell us what you think of the songs you heard today. You can record feedback for our youth participants at our voicemail line, 412-256-8129. That's 412-256-8129. Be advised that we will potentially use your messages in upcoming podcasts and projects. So if you are going to leave feedback, you know, give us a shout out, make it sound good.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to include some of that feedback in our next podcast. So yeah, please give us a call. Again, that's 412-256-8129. It will go straight to voicemail, so be ready. Yeah, cool. All right. Thanks for listening. We're out of here.